Hey, Danae, come on in.
Hi, Kelly.
I'm so glad we could get together today. Thanks for taking time out of your schedule.
No problem. Glad to be here.
I was so pleased to hear about your interest in our student discipleship program here at Crusade. Now, I know you're a freshman, so you've only really been with us for about a semester, but do you feel like you have a pretty good sense of what CRU is all about?
I feel like I do so far. I'm really excited to learn more about what they're all about and just to be a part of it, whatever I can do.
That's great. Now, I know you probably hear from our MC every week that we want to win students to Christ, we want to help build them in their faith and in their relationship with Christ, and then equip them and send them out so they can do the same for others. Does that sound familiar?
Yes, it does.
That's great. You know, if we had to pick one verse that we would really try and say summarizes what Campus Crusade is all about, it would be Matthew 28:18-20. It's called the Great Commission verse. Is that something you're familiar with?
Yeah, I am somewhat familiar with it. I don't know if I would know where to look at, in the Bible for it, but...
Well, great. Well, let's take a look at it now. It's in Matthew 28:18-20. Are you there?
Yep.
Okay, would you go ahead and read that for me, Danae?
Sure. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age.
Great, thank you. Now those words are some of the last words that Jesus spoke before he went up to heaven. And, you know, you've heard about last words before. Whenever anybody's giving their last words, they usually tend to be pretty significant.
Yeah, definitely.
Pretty important words. And so Jesus really wanted to make a point here, and he wanted to emphasize with us his desire for us to go and make disciples. And really, if we had to summarize what Campus Crusade is all about, that sums it up pretty neatly. Mm-hmm. We want to be obedient to that verse. We want to be his disciples, and we want to help equip other students here at Penn State to do the same. Okay, so I'm going to write Matthew 28 at the top of this sheet of paper here. I'm not going to write the verse out, but I'm just going to put Matthew 28, make disciples. Now, I know that there's a lot involved in being a follower of Jesus and being his disciple. And I'm sure I can't think of everything that it includes. But I would like to, for our discussion, kind of break it down into three areas that I think are included. And I would say a pretty good definition of a mature biblical disciple is one who walks by faith, communicates her faith, and multiplies her faith. So I'm going to write those three things down here on this sheet of paper here beside this. Walks by faith, communicates her faith, and multiplies her faith. Now, Danae, we are all in the process of growing in each of these areas all the time, simultaneously. Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to suggest that it's a progression that you just kind of jump through a hoop and arrive.
Right.
But I do think there is a little bit of a progression here. And so let's look at this first area, walking by faith. Danae, if someone is a new believer or a young believer, just starting out in their relationship with Jesus, what are some of the things that you think she would need to learn?
I would say just learn how to study God's Word better and learn His Word better, and maybe prayer, too. I think prayer would be important for a young believer.
I'm going to write these things down here. Anything else?
That's all I can think of right now.
Sure. Things like going to church.
Oh, yeah.
Need for fellowship, maybe.
Or definitely.
Even just our identity in Christ. What the Bible says is true about us now that we are His child, and the reality of His forgiveness. And these are all important things that we need to learn. And the trouble is, what we find is oftentimes a Christian just kind of wants to camp out right here in walking by faith, just enjoys learning these things and stays here but never really progresses to communicating their faith or multiplying their faith. And so they never really experience all that it means to be a disciple of Jesus. God doesn't want us only to be his disciples. He said in Matthew 28 that he wants us to make disciples, and that means that we need to tell others about him. So, if you were a disciple, Danae, who didn't only walk by faith but also communicated your faith, what sort of things do you think you would need to learn?
I would say just how to share the gospel with someone, like especially your friends. Like how to be able to clearly tell someone how to accept Christ.
Yeah, of course. We want to be able to clearly tell them. Sometimes we just want to be prepared for an opportunity. There are opportunities that present themselves all the time, and you know what it feels like when you've missed one of those opportunities. being able to share your testimony in a relevant way, not in Christianese with all the meaningless terms that somebody who isn't a Christian may not understand.
Yeah.
Or even just being able to turn the conversations to spiritual things. Even that takes a little forethought sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And if we haven't given it much thought, it's difficult to do. And so that's one of the things we're committed to with Crusade. We want to help prepare students and equip them to be ready and be able to share those things. And so I would add to this communicating your faith, maybe a prepared testimony or being able to clarify some questions that, you know, commonly asked questions. Just thinking through those things ahead of time, even that can help.
Yeah.
So a mature biblical disciple is one who walks by faith, communicates her faith, and then lastly, one who multiplies her faith. Take a look again at verse 20. Jesus says he wants us to make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I've commanded them. And if you think about the immediate context here, just in Matthew 28, what would you include in the things that new disciples are supposed to obey?
Well, I would say the biggest thing that I can see is just that we're supposed to make more disciples.
That's right. That's right. Jesus is basically telling his disciples that he doesn't want the buck to stop with them. They shouldn't just sit around and pat themselves on the back and congratulate each other for knowing Jesus. He wants them to tell others how they can also know Jesus so that they can tell even more people.
Yeah.
And Danae, it's so cool when I think about it. You know, you and I, we wouldn't be here today if there weren't faithful believers who followed Jesus' command and helped us grow in our faith and shared the gospel with us for the first time. It's like a chain that stretches all the way back to Peter and James and John.
Yeah.
And I know that when that chain comes to me, I don't want to see it just fall short and drop off there. I want it to stretch on even further. That the people who I help introduce to Jesus, I can help them grow in their faith to a point where they can be introducing others to Jesus. It's really exciting. And there's a verse here in 2 Timothy I want to show you. Hang on a second, let me turn there. This is a verse that Paul wrote when he was talking to Timothy. Now, Timothy is a younger guy who Paul led to Christ, and Paul really trained him and basically discipled Timothy.
Mm-hmm.
And in this letter to Timothy, one of the things he says here is in 2 Timothy 2:2, Paul says, "The things you, Timothy, have heard me say in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to reliable men who will also be qualified to teach others." So you can see here, if I draw this out, this little chart, Paul built into Timothy, and Timothy was instructed to build into reliable men, but those guys were also expected to build into still other men. So it's supposed to keep on going. You can see what it, you know, this makes sense?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, now imagine, Danae, that you were trying to multiply your faith into the lives of others. What kind of things do you think you would need to know or would be helpful for you in this?
Well, I would think just how to teach them more about God's Word, and maybe how to disciple them, too.
Right. Yeah, what does that mean, discipling others? Teaching them how to lead a Bible study, maybe, or even just leadership in general.
Yeah.
Purity issues. These are all big, big things that come under this category.
Right.
Okay. So you can see our little sheet here that we've got. Walk by faith, communicate your faith, multiply your faith.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I'm not trying to suggest this is comprehensive. There are plenty of things I've left off here that I haven't even thought of. But looking over this, what we've come up with, do you feel like you have a pretty good sense of what we mean by discipleship?
Yeah, I think that helped to really spell it out very clearly for me.
Yeah, and it's good too because, you know, I wouldn't want you to feel like you're entering into a commitment that you aren't really aware of or informed about what you're committing to.
Yeah.
So, a mature biblical disciple is one who walks by faith, communicates their faith, and multiplies their faith. Now, Danae, I'm only able to disciple a couple of women. I don't have much time, and, you know, I can't reach this whole campus just discipling a couple of women. But we really do want to give every student here at Penn State several attractive opportunities to hear the gospel. And so, as I'm reaching into some women, I want them to be prepared and striving toward a place where they can reach into other women.
Mm-hmm.
And together we can really make an impact here. It's really what we're all about. Now, does that sound like something you're interested in being a part of, Danae?
Definitely. Kelly, I want to grow in all of those areas, so I definitely am excited about being a part of this.
Yeah, me too. You know, as you look at this piece of paper that we jotted down here, Which of these categories do you most identify with, Danae? Where do you think, you know, would be the place where you find yourself right now?
I think I'm definitely kind of in that first stage, the walk by faith. Like, I want to learn more about having a consistent walk with God.
Sure. And, but would you say you have a willingness to move into the other areas as well?
Oh, definitely. Like, I really want to learn just how to communicate my faith more clearly and all those things.
That's great. And we want to help you learn that, especially during the time you're here at Penn State with us. And it's fun. I mean, college is a great time. You're here with all your friends, and there's opportunities to learn and grow in ways that you might not find otherwise. But I really want you to understand that we don't just want you to walk with God here at Penn State and have an impact on your friends here, but we want you to walk with God for a lifetime. And be prepared to share Him with others in your workplace, as a mom, in your marriage, just on well past your time here at Penn State. Mm-hmm. And so we really want to help prepare you now while we're together. And just think of the impact that we could have over the course of our lifetimes. It's really pretty exciting.
Yeah, that is.
So that's what we're about. We want to help students walk by faith, communicate their faith, and multiply their faith so that God gets the glory that He deserves. And now, Danae, I know that this is a pretty big commitment. I don't want you to feel like you have to give me your decision now. I'd like you to take some time and think about it. If you agree, then I would love to get together with you maybe once a week. I think it would be about an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours, depending on how chatty we are. And we would be doing all these things. You know, we'll be spending time looking at God's Word together and praying together. We'll be taking opportunities to go meet some of your folks on your hall or from your class and talk with them. So take some time and think about it. And maybe I'll give you a call on Wednesday. Would that be all right?
Yeah, you can call me after my class. I get out at 2.
Okay. Well, then I will talk to you then. Thanks. Great. So much, Danae.
Thanks, Kelly.